1969 or 70. Oh, it's great to be back. This is where it all started, you know, the Bluegrass Festival. Yeah. Yes, it was. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to introduce these guys one at a time and get them to come up here and do whatever it is they do, and they do it good, I'll tell you. They do it. Well, the oldest member of this band, besides me, he won the Mandolin Player of the Year award 8 years in a row. A little hand for Ronnie McCurry. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. Appreciate that. I guess I would have been here with you about 1969, Dad.
Janie Mack said he loves you too.
You got a message, that's right, from Mack Wiseman. He loves you too, Janie. Oh, that's great. I've got a picture of me on Mack Wiseman's knees sitting right over there in 1972. You didn't take that picture, did you? No, my mother did. Oh, we got a lot of memories of playing in that river down there. We grew up coming here, so I was glad to be back, I'll tell you. I'm going to pick a little mandolin number. I'm going to send this out to my good buddy Pete Ross. Back in the late 80s, we had a bass player that lived at his house, and his name was Mike Brantley, and Mike and Pete, we were big buddies way back then. It was a little town called Quicksburg, Virginia. It's called the Quicksburg Rendezvous.